We were discussing about Taylor Swift. Somebody wrote an article about how she's not a good role model. And then all of a sudden we're talking about being gay and are you bi or gay? All these different questions. Jason had a lot of questions about the gay lifestyle. And so we have AML Austin on the phone, who I'm sure is enjoying this conversation. Good morning, Austin.
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
Good morning.
Jason wants to know if he's gay for doing that thing on his birthday that one time in college.
No. Austin, listen, this is important. Could you consider, before we even start this conversation, because then it'll be a waste of time, do you consider yourself bisexual?
No.
At all. So you only like men, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Have you been with a woman before?
I have not.
Okay, so can you explain because this is my point. Mm-hmm. That men who can be sexually attracted to women that only say they're gay, is that true or are they bi?
So I agree with Jesse that like sexuality is very fluid, and I feel like a lot of gay men see women in a different light than how straight men see them, so they would see them more as like more of like beautiful than sexy, and I feel like that just is like more of like an empowering thing. So I feel like that's why a lot of like gay men would maybe experiment or do something with a woman, mostly just out of fun, like Josie was saying, rather than out of like attraction.
But the guy still has to. I had wave tech therapy. But that's where I'm going with this. They still have to
get around.
And I don't actually know if they, when I talked about my friend, I don't know if he actually went all the way. But there was a lot of messing around, a lot of just fun.
I'm talking about
a lot of hot tua.
You have to get aroused,
right?
Yeah, and maybe, but if a man, if the lights were out and a man started hot tuing you, you may get aroused. You don't know.
Or if Jared's soft, supple hands were,
I do have very soft hands.
You don't know.
And if it was dark.
You wouldn't be able to help it, Jason.
You wouldn't know.
Soft jazz was playing and the lights were dimmed.
If
so
you
the
didn't
mood
know,
is right.
I guarantee my hands can turn any man gay.
Yes.
I'm just saying, they're very soft. Mm-hmm. They're very soft and smooth.
And if you had some Lubriderm in them,
I don't even need that.
Oh,
but it's interesting.
Jason's considering
it. He asked the question, now he's uncomfortable.
Jason has gone to so many polarizing places today that he's exhausted. He's emotionally exhausted.
It is interesting, though. I don't know.
Any other questions for Austin? You said that one question.
Now that you put me on the spot, I did have a whole list of them.
Go for it. Let me ask you this, Austin, and these are just, from a straight person. Have you ever seen a woman or come across even something online? You're like, oh my gosh, not just beautiful, but like you feel that like urge, like, ooh, have you ever wondered what it's like or wanted to try it or no? Being with a woman?
Not really. I'm just not attracted to women. Like I can like look at a woman and be like, oh, she's really beautiful. But I don't put like any intimate thoughts with it.
It's probably like us, Jared, that will see like a good looking guy and be like, oh, I can tell he's really good looking, but you're not sexually attracted to him.
Yeah.
Which person on our show, Austin, would you say, which guy on our show would you say you would think is more likely to be gay?
Well, have you seen us?
I mean, just from listening.
So I've seen y'all on the website and on Facebook. That's a good question.
And based on what you've heard.
Why don't you do this? What one would you be most attracted to physically, and which one would you be most attracted to on a personality level if you had to? I know it's going to be difficult because...
Ridiculously good-looking men.
No.
Yeah,
right.
Probably... That is a tough one. I don't know. Probably... I don't know. Maybe Jason Goodman.
I will take it.
That's why he said it, because he wanted to.
No, but sometimes there's a gate. I don't ever get girls saying that, Jared.
No, take it.
Take it.
No, have it. You can have it. That's
fine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And what about for personality wise?
Probably Jared.
Look at you, too. Oh my gosh, forget it. That's how it happens. Take it where you can get it.
No.
Thank you very much, Austin.
Nice.
Yes, of course.
How?
I didn't do that when he said about your looks.
Jason, you bought one of the threesome. Here we go.
Me, you, and Austin.
Anyone's
personality.
I said if you would have chose anyone's personality, I would have picked Josie's personality.
Austin, I love you.
Josie or Katie's personality?
That's a tough pick. They're both really funny. They're both to the point.
We'd share.
They have a very similar personality.
I
don't think so. But who's about physically? Who do you think would in like? Because I know you're not sexually, but physically, who do you think?
I don't think necessarily that one looks better than the other. I think they both are beautiful in different ways.
See, we love you, Austin.
Out, Austin.
Austin, call me. We'll go to lunch.
Gay answer.
Yeah, Katie and I will take you to lunch.
That's a political cop-out gay
You're gonna
answer.
You're going to see us walking down the street with Austin hand in hand. I love it.
We like you have to make a choice, one or the other, because that will leave the other one hurt.
Katie and I don't compete. We don't compete. Y'all want us to, but we don't.
No, I know you don't.
We don't. We share clothes, shoes.
Sometimes there's always...
Men. Just kidding.
Sometimes Josie always wins on the physical.
I feel like that's another difference, though, between straight men and, like, gay people and women is straight men try to make, like, every, like, appearance contest, everything out to be a competition.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's not how we see it.
Ego. It's an ego thing.
No, I mean, I think it's testosterone. And I think it's straight man.
Overly competitive on that front to the point where it doesn't even make sense. That's the problem.
Are you the pot or the kettle?
I'm competitive, but
you get in fights with your family over cornhole where they won't want to play or pickleball.
Who doesn't?
I don't.
Who doesn't?
I'm raising my hand.
I'll play my son in basketball, and if he wins, I'm like, okay, he's 12, and I kind of let him win.
Yeah.
Or
see what you just said? Or I kind of let him win.
Or he beat me. Or he beat me, but I was wearing Crocs. I mean, I might have excuses, but I mean, it's like, no, but if I'm really into something, yes, I want to win. I want to have the best morning show. If you were single, I'd want to date the hotter girl. You know what I mean? Like if we were competing. But that's what it'd be like. If Jason were single and we're both out there single, I would win on personality and Jason would beat me on looks. I'm okay with that.
Maybe.
I love you both equally.
Squid, no votes. That's what I'm hearing.
No,
Squid.
He's got votes.
No, I'm saying not from Austin.
Go to hell, Austin.
No.
I have gotten the biggest fights of my life in the last 2 weeks with my son. With pickleball, especially when he's on the same team as me.
Like
to the point where people have had to say, excuse me, sir, you're cursing too much and I have kids there.
I'm not surprised. Little, not totally though. Yeah.
What about this, Austin? This is a good question. Matt, and we had to change his name and this whole thing. But he used to be Man Kisser Matt because he kissed five guys. He admitted to kissing five guys before he was married. What would you think about that? Does that seem like he's, more fluid?
I see it as if he's into women, then he's probably straight. It really just depends on how he chooses to see himself and tell you what he is. But if he's kissed guys, so what?
Five different ones.
It's not like he's... That's not that much.
For a straight guy, it is.
For you, it's not.
Maybe not for you, but for a straight guy, that is. That's like you kissing five women. Like, you'd be like, people might, wait a minute.
I guess it can really depend on the circumstance. If it was just like a little kiss, then okay, whatever. But like,
okay,
if it was more, then you never know.
And can somebody explain what fluid means? I keep thinking of like wet area.
So like a spectrum, like a spectrum. Like
is something a leak? Is there
No. It just means it's always moving. Like one, like some
oh,
people
that
just
way.
Like
oh, I see.
Like your political views, you're very fluid.
You're independent.
Such independent minded.
Like sometimes you might feel more this way, but on other issues you might feel more this way.
Yeah.
Okay. I got
like,
it.
Or
something you might be engaged in even in life
right.
is this event is fluid. Like we don't know exactly how this is going to end. We got to be flexible.
Always moving.
Yeah.
Like
on a flexible
level.
Doesn't mean you want to have sex with men. It just means like, well, that,
But you might.
It's okay.
You might.
Interesting.
All right, Austin. I'm
fluid with inanimate objects sometimes.
I don't think.
Did you have sex with a tailpipe or something?
No.
Oh, that's right. You've been talking about cars a lot recently.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just saying a lot of guys are. I mean, because.
I'm not alone. A lot of guys do.
I don't think you understood.
A lot of guys
meant,
have sex.
Explain.
I still don't think you know what fluid.
Never mind that. I don't want to get.
I think you just.
I think you were talking about.
Never mind.
How you get angry at inanimate objects.
What did you?
Never mind.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, Austin. Appreciate you answering the questions.
Yeah,
thank you
so much.
For
I'm sorry
listening.
It went where it went, Austin.
Please.
Yeah, no problem.
These questions, by the way, are coming from a good place. We're just curious because we don't know.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah,
but Austin. Some people, I'm not kidding, would get offended, but I can't even say the thing. And I'm just trying to understand it.
No.
I have nothing against anybody. Everybody's their own individual human being. And I'm not going to say that I have gay friends because you're not supposed to say that. But I do.
You do have gay friends. You actually have one of your best friends is a very
gay
man.
He was married before and he has a kid.
See?
Well, this guy, this writer said Taylor Swift's not a good role model. One, we got into this because she's unmarried and childless at 34. And then he continued, and then also that she has a revolving door of relationships. And he says in the article, would any loving parent reading this want their daughter to date 12 different men in the span of just a few years?
I mean,
he's going to get a lot of
hate.
She's
paying the bills. They don't care what she does.
You're talking about celebrity. If you compare Taylor Swift on a celebrity level, I would rank her in the top 2% of a better role model.
And at least she's not marrying these people. When you've got like, no offense, but like an Ariana Grande who married divorce or several of these
people. Ariana Grande, I don't care about the divorce part. She cheated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
She cheated and broke up two families. And then that's a big difference than like someone left her.
And abusive relationships and all the stuff that a lot of celebrities seem to be involved in, and drugs and all that. And of course, we never know. But it doesn't appear that way with Taylor Swift. The only thing that Taylor Swift appears to be is a little slutty from all the guys that she's been with. But besides that, if you're a feminist on that one side, do whatever you want with your body. And the other side is like, don't subject yourself to that. I don't know the difference, but yeah.
Well, and the author continues with Taylor Swift saying she plays the victim in all her breakups. And the fact that she makes it seem like, quote, partners can replace as easily as toilet paper, that's not a good message to kids. And the article is called, if you want to read the whole thing yourself, Taylor Swift is not a good role model.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't love it.
And then also he said that she's a hypocrite because she bashes the patriarchy while dating only powerful men, which is true. She only dates powerful men, but they all happen to be famous. So,
but look at her lifestyle.
She's powerful.
Right. She
can't go.
She doesn't have to.
She's not going
to
Applebee's by herself and meeting somebody at the bar.
Right.
I mean,
you are right. That is, she cannot go to the Applebee's.
Mm-mm.
Man, that kind of sucks though for her.
I know. It's,
she can't
it's
go and
tough.
Enjoy a 2 for $20. Man,
I know. Or a dollar margarita. That's
hard
for her.
Dollaritas. Dang.
Yeah, she can if she wants. It's just hard. It's just hard for her.